Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Yudalin, mitzvah 514. As we continue in these six mitzvahs here in Parsha Shoftim that have to do with magic and related issues, and today's isser is the isser of asking a Yidoni, someone who is involved in that type of necromancy, as we will define in a minute. I've neglected to mention last time that these two mitzvahs of Ov and Yidoni here in Parsha Shoftim, the isser of asking Ov and the isser of asking Yidoni, really form a pair with the two in Parshas Kedoshim, the Isser of performing Ov and performing Yidoni. In Mitzvah Resh Nun Hei and Resh Nun Vav, that's where those two mitzvahs, the Isser of performing, and these two are She'ela, asking them, a separate Isser. One might not get Malkus for that, as we discussed a little bit yesterday, because it's a Lav She'im Bo Maisa. You're just doing the She'ela, you're just asking, but the Isser still exists. Maybe you'd violate Lifnei Iver also, asking in the Yidoni. So what is exactly is the Yidoni? So this shall be Yidoni. V'hinyan hazeh, says the Sefer HaChinuch, hu shemesim hamachashef etzem chaya, sheshma yadua, the word Yidoni yadua, l'toch piv, if somebody, a Yidon, the one who knows how to do this type of spell, this type of seance, you put the bone inside, a bone of a chaya, inside your mouth, and through some type of magic, the bone talks with the powers that seem to have been given through the power of the Yidoni. The Sefer HaChinuch says here, you got to look back there, exactly what the message is. If you look back in the Sefer HaChinuch in Reish Nuneh, he talks about the dangers of a Yidoni. What is that? And this is also for Ov. Ov and Yidoni together, right? The Ov is through the armpit, and the Yidoni is through the bone in the mouth. Misharshi Mitzvah Zu, the Chinuch explained back in Mitzvah Resh Nun Hei and Resh Nun Vav, Mikiva Jekol Elu Hahavalim Garmin Lo La'adam Lahaniach Daso Emes O'Ikaris. All of these, all of this nonsense causes a person to leave the true path, Ho'Ikaris Ve'emunas Hashem V'yifaneh Achar Hevel, and to follow the Hevel, follow nonsense, V'yachshov, and a person could think if they hear things from the bones, Ki Kol Asher Yigreu Ye'alav Derech Mikre. They could feel that everything that happens to them just happens. There's no hashgacha, I can know the future, and I'm in control of my own destiny. V'sheyia biyado lehetiv la'atzmo, and I could be make things positive for myself. U'lesalek me'alav kol nezek, and I could get out of any danger and damage that will happen to me in the future, as long as I know. Ba'osan shelos, va'osan tachpul o'shayase. Everything I do in the future, I could figure out, and I could protect myself. V'kolze einenu shavelo, and all this, it's meaningless, it's not going to work. Why? Ki'akol nigzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there's a concept of schar va'onesh, and you can't get out of it. Ulafi maisa ha-kosher, o ha-cheta sher yaseh ha-adam, only through positive and negative actions. Yischatshu alaf ma'asim im tov v'im ra. That's when I'll have different reactions from HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on my own actions. Kamosha Kosva, like Eob said, Ki poil adam yishalin lo. The actions of a person will be what pays me back. V'yalzeh, and therefore finishes the chinuch, Roy lo la'adam, la'hashkin machshavosav. I should put all my thoughts, u'lachavin kol durachav, and v'chavin all of my ways to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, this is the isser, the anti-schar va'onesh Aveira. Because all of these are saying, I'm going to go into the future, I'm going to hear it from the bone, I'm going to hear it from the mouth, Ovin Yidoni, the same type of idea, and I'm going to be able to control my destiny in that way. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, says the Torah, do not follow Ovin Yidoni, because it is not allowed. Schar Va'onesh is one of the Yesodos, one of the tenets of our faith. The Rambam has already said this. The Rambam in Parachelek, when he talks about, when he lays down the Yud Gimel, the 13 Ikari Amunah, which by the way, not all Rishonim agree there are 13, the Rambam came up with 13. The Rabbi Yosef Albo has less than 13, but the Rambam has his 13. Amunah, and Yichud, and Hashem is not physical, most of them have to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have one, Yesod Shvi has to do with Moshe Rabbeinu, Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is unique. The 8th is Torah Min HaShemayim, 9th is everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 10th is Hashem knows about everything we do. 10 and 11 go together. What's number 10? Ki hu Hashem Yisbarach yodea ma'aseyem shal b'nei Adam. Ve'enam ma'alim eno mehem. He does not turn away. Lo kedas mi sha'amar, not chas v'shalom, like the opinion that says, azav Hashem et ha'aretz. Ela kamosha ne'amar, but as it says in Yirmiyo, gadol ha'etza v'rav ha'aliliyah. Asher einecha pekuchos al kol darchei b'nei Adam. Vayara Hashem ki rabba rasa adam ba'aretz. It says in Bereishis, Hashem saw. V'nomar za'akastom va'amora ki rabba. Hashem is more. Hashem is focusing on the world. So that's Yisod Asiri. But Yisod Achadasar, which is the one that follows from that, 11, is that based on his knowledge, Hashem dishes out schar va'onesh. Ki Hashem yisbarach nosin schar l'misha osa mitzvos ha'Torah. Hashem will give a reward for all those who follow his mitzvos. V'yanish l'misha over alazar oseha. And punish those who don't. V'chi aschar gadol ha'olam haba v'yonesh ha'chazak ha'kares. Being connected with Hashem or being disconnected with Hashem is the ultimate in schar and onesh. So that is what we believe. And that is exactly what the Baal Ov and the Baal Yitoni are trying to circumvent. They're trying to conquer. I know it's supposed to happen, but I'm going to get out of it and I'm going to do what I can to try to change. Yes, we mentioned yesterday the story of Shaul HaMelech, and he went, and he shouldn't have asked, and maybe he violated the Isser of She'elas Ov. But Chazal tell us that he then went straight, he went into battle, he didn't try to run away from his destiny, he didn't try to outsmart. Kadosh Baruch Hu has this nigzar against him, and that's it, and there's nothing else that he could do. Shmuel says, Machar, Ata, Ubanecha, Iti, you're going to be with Kadosh Baruch Hu tomorrow. That is what Shaul accepts, and he realizes that this is his fate. This is the mitzvah of Ov and Yidoni and the counters of that. We not only have to look in the Rambam for that, we say it twice a day. Right? Why do we say the first paragraph of Kriya Shema? That's Kabbalah Samacha Shemayim. The second paragraph of Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Schar V'Onesh. All mitzvot, Schar V'Onesh. That's what we say twice a day. Right? Im Shemot Tishmua Mitzvosai, then we're going to get rain and we're going to get good things. Mashen Kein, otherwise. There is a very interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin, which also reflects possibly that the Ikaron, the basic idea of the Isra of Ov and Yitoni, is anti-Hashkacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in charge. The Gemara says that these methods do not work on Shabbos. Maybe to emphasize to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let it work, he gets involved, and says it's not going to work on Shabbos. That's the question. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Samachay, the Af She'ela Zu Sha'al Turnus Rufus Harashas Rabbi Akiva. Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva many questions, but one of them was, Amar Lo, Mayom Yomayim, what's unique about today? What's unique about today? Rashi explains, Lama Techashev Yom Shabbos Yosef Mishar Yamim. Why is Shabbos so special? Why unique? Why do you focus on Shabbos? The Ben Yoyada here says, after all, we have Sunday too. We have Sunday too. Friday, Sunday, and other days. There are other days of Menucha. Why Shabbos? Sunday is one day of rest for one religion. Friday is another day of rest for another religion. So why do we keep Shabbos? That's what Turnus Rufus is asking Rabbi Akiva. Omar Lo, Rabbi Akiva says, you're asking me what's different from today than other days? Umag Evermi Gubrin. What makes you so special as compared to other people? I mean, you hold yourself so high. What makes you special? He throws the question back. Omar Lo answers Turnus Rufus, Demari Tzavi, because the master wants me to be king. So Shabbos Nami Demari Tzavi. Rabbi Akiva says that's exactly the point. Hashem wants Shabbos to be the special day. Continuing, Amar Lei, Hachi Gamina Lecha. No. This is what my question is, says Turtis Rufus Rabbi Akiva. Mi Yemar Doina Shabsa. Who says today is Shabbos? How do we know that the whole world has it right? Maybe we're all off by a day. Maybe Shabbos is really Tuesday. Maybe the whole world is off. How do you know today's the day? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the mitzvah of Shabbos. Wonderful. And he created the world in 6 days. How do we know that over time, in the past 5,000 plus years, we didn't mess up on a day? And we're missing. And everybody overslept. Whatever it is. So how do you know? So Amar Lo, Rabbi Akiva says there are three rayas. Nar Sabation Yochiach. The river Sabation will prove it. Why? Rashi explains it's a river that is a very wild and big river. Every day it flows. Except on Shabbos, it stops and it's calm. Number two, Baal Ov Yochiach. Ov, it doesn't work. Pashas Yidoni too, they go together. It doesn't work on Shabbos. Eino Ola B'Shabbos. Kivro Sholav Yochiach, and the kever of your father. Sheina Malasha B'Shabbos. It doesn't smoke up on Shabbos. Right, the other days it's in Gehenim. Shabbos is a respite from Gehenim, so it's not Mala Ashan. And Turnus Rufus answers, he says, Amar Lo, Biziso, Baishaso, V'Kilolaso. Right, you got me. Anyway, that's the Gemara. So you see, it doesn't work on Shabbos. Why doesn't it work on Shabbos? So maybe the point is that if this mitzvah is about the anti-schar va'onesh mitzvah, and it's about hashgacha, so maybe that's Hashem gives us a little, taste and fits in that it doesn't work on Shabbos to help us realize what it's all about. Finally, just related to this, and that is, Ov and Yevdoni are said a number of times. It's said they are Kedoshim in the middle, but also the last pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Kedoshim, which has so many mitzvahs, all about Kedusha, Be'adam HaMakom, Be'adam HaChavero, the last one. What is the last pasuk in Kedoshim? You know, you think we're getting up to a big ending there in Kedoshim. They have daltam, and I've been separated between the kosher and the non-kosher. Ve'yisem li Kedoshim ki Kadosh ani Hashem. You shall be holy, because I'm holy. Va'avdil aschem min amim liosli, and I've separated you from all of my nations. That's a big finish to Kedoshim. And then the Torah adds on one more. Ve'ish o isha ki yia bahem ov o yidoni mos yimasu ba'evin yirgemu osam demeyam bam. Ov yidoni, achayev misa, achayev skila. This is how you end Parshat Kedoshim. What a major. You started off with Kedoshim Tiyu and Rashi and the Ramban, and you have Lifnei Iver, and you have After Echa Kamocha, and you have so many mitzvahs, and Ochei Tochich Zamisecha, and Nekama, and Netira. So many mitzvahs in this Parsha. And we end off with Oven Yidoni. That has to be a defining mitzvah to Kedusha. Kedusha means living a life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as my central theme, and I'm God-centric, and I'm not egocentric, I'm not myself-centric. Ov and Yidoni are the opposite. That's why Chayev Misa. Ov and Yidoni, you think you can get around what God decrees. I try to go to the future. I try to get through, hear something through Kishuf. And in that way, outsmart God, so to speak, that will not work, says the Gemara. And that's maybe what the Pasuk is alluding to by having this at the end of Parshas Kedoshim. Ov and Yidoni. Just to end this section with one final thought, Al Derech Drush, the Beis Yisrael, it's quoted in the Yagdol Torah there on Parshas Kedoshim, quotes the Beis Yisrael, Al Tifnu, do not turn to the Ovos and the Yidonim. So Beis Yisrael, Hayraga Lomar, Al Tifnu Ela Ovos, Al tisyachasu l'mishi yesh lo schus avos. Don't think just because somebody has schus avos, they're better than you. And they hold themselves above you. Al tifnu ela avos. No, you have to do it yourself. Ki yorai ki l'kachnu sarta. Or we can't say it was given to me. Ki tzarech ba'atzmo li yos tov. V'lo dai b'kach she'aviv haya tov. It's not enough what my father was. So al tifnu ela avos, and we ourselves. Even if our fathers were great, we can't turn to the avos and sit on their coattails and get in. No. Don't turn to the avos. And also, don't look at the yidonim from the word yada, those who know everything, and those who know have a lot of chachma. Because wisdom and raw genius is also not the purpose of life. As the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, kol shechachmaso meruba meimaisav, right, that it's not miskayemes. But maisa merub come before, then chachmasa miskayemes. And the Mishnah compares it to a tree with a lot of branches and very little roots. And really, you need the maisim, which have strong roots, even if the branches are less. That is al derech drush. Do not turn to the avos and to the yidonim. There is one heter of yidoni and ov. Again, it does not a heter for our mitzvah, because our mitzvah is not asking yidoni, but doing yidoni. The Gemara darshins that if I am involved in these in order just to learn about them, to be able to know how to deal with them, the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin that has to accept cases about ov and yidoni, they have to learn these. Lilmod lahoros. So that's mutter. And the Meshech Chachma says it's even alluded to in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk that talks about it, al tevakshu l'tama bahem. Do not seek them out to make yourself tameh, meaning everything that we've just said, to undermine HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role. That's what you're not allowed to be mavakesh them. But Mora says the Meshech Chachma dilomod laharos mutter, but to learn about it, if you're a dayan, that's okay, and that's why the pasuk ends off in Kedoshim right after al tifnu l'avos yidonim al tavach shavach shubahem ani Hashem alokeichem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows your kavanas. Shelefnei Hashem yisbarach niglu ta'alumos halev v'yodea im mechavin lomod ala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what our kavanas are, and therefore that's why it has that phrase, but that whole heter is only there in the mitzvahs Reish Nun Hey Reish Nun Vav. The act, the one who's doing Ovid Yidoni is allowed to do it, Lilmod Lahoros. But the one who asks, we're never allowed to. Lilmod Lahoros, to ask Yidoni, to ask a Baal Ov, a Baalas Ov, that is not allowed. Okay, back to the chinuch. So, which bone is this? Use any bone? Where's the bone from? Which chaya? Vizosa chaya sheshma yadua ra'isi b'sefer min ha-ga'onim, says the chinuch, I saw in one of the ga'onim, or it's quoted in the Rishonim, sheyihi gedela b'cheva gadol. It's a very, very unusual animal. It is an animal that is attached to the ground. A bone from this animal, it has a rope that's attached from its belly button to the ground. She yotzei min ha'aretz kein chevel hakishuin v'adiluin v'tzuraso k'tzuras adam b'chol davar b'fnim b'guf yadam v'raglayim. It looks like a person in its face, body, hands, and legs. Umi tiburo mechuber b'chevel. It's attached to the ground. V'ein kol biri yechol karve leha. And you can't go near it. Kimlo achevel l'fishihi roeh svivoseha kimlo achevel v'torefes kol mashi yechol l'asig. It's grab. It is a predator. And when you want, if somebody ever wants to catch this animal, so to speak, you have to cut the chevel. You have to shoot arrows at the rope. That is basically its lifeblood attached to the ground. And if you could cut that, then it would die immediately. That is, he quotes, also quotes from the Yerushalmi in Kilayim, a similar animal that's discussed in Kilayim called the Adnei Hasada. Adnei Asada, also something that is connected to the ground. There is a beautiful gra on this week's parsha. Right, we're doing it. On the parsha, it talks about Arov in the Makkah towards the end of the parsha. Hashem's going to send all of the wild animals in Umalu Batei Mitzrayim Esha Arov. The wild animals will fill the houses of the Egyptians. Vegam ha'adama asherheim aleha, and also the land, the ground which they are on. Ask the gra, what is that extra phrase? What's that extra phrase? Rashi says that, you know, they're all wild animals. What kind of land? What does that phrase mean? So explains the Gra that the Mishnah says in Kilayim that there's a Chayara named Yidoni, right? Our mitzvah, Yidoni, you take its bone in order to do this magic, and it's Kshura Chetzia Ba'aretz, and the way you kill it is by detaching it. The problem is, if Rashi says here that Kol Chayos Ra'os, all bear chayos are brought to Mitzrayim. So how do you bring this Yidoni? How do you bring it? It's got to be attached to the ground. And if it's not attached to the... Wait, Hashem's going to attach it in Mitzrayim, but it's not there. Ah, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, V'adam asherheim aleha, that's talking about the ground that the Yidonis are on. So it's going to bring those animals in order to attack in Mitzrayim. That is an unbelievable grup. That's what's being alluded to in the pasuk. Others say that, how could it be? First of all, even if the girl is right, it says, Asher Heim Aleha. That means more than Wadi Yidoni? That's the plural? Or it sounds like it's talking about all the animals. So most Mufarshim explain this to mean, maybe it just means the habitat, because animals are more ferocious when they feel comfortable. If they feel like they're somewhere else and not comfortable, then they might run away, they might be scared. But if the animal is in its own habitat, so then that they're even more ferocious. So Kadosh Baruch Hu not only brought the animals of Arov into the houses of Mitzrayim, but they also brought all of their natural habitats, the polar bears and the forests and the ice and everywhere and the jungles. They all came to Mitzrayim in order to make the animals feel comfortable and in that way be able to attack the Mitzrayim. This idea of having an animal that is connected to the ground comes up in two places in Shas. One place is that Mishnah in Kilayim. The other place is the Mishnah in Chulin. The Mishnah in Chulin, in the ninth parak, on Daf Kuf Chav Vav Amabez. The Mishnah says, "Achbar shechetzia basar vechetzia adama." An achbar that is half flesh and half ground. What does that mean? It's half and then it dies. The Mishnah there, the ninth parak in Chulin, is all about tumas nevela. So the Mishnah talks about if you touch the part that's basar, it's tamei mishum nevela. If you touch the part that's adama, you're not tamei. It's like ground, and you're touching it. And Rashi says, "Yesh min achbar she'eno paravarava elamayatzmo notzer me'adama." Rashi sounds like it's an animal that spontaneously generated from the ground, right? Which is what they believed at the time. Why ka'ashba ha'mashretzes tola'im, and it's in the middle of processing itself, of growing, and then it dies. So that's how Rashi says. The Tveret Yisrael on the Mishnah, the Tosefes Yantiv, the Tveret Yisrael on the Mishnah, this is a raya against the Hashkafa of Kadmus. What's Kadmus? The world was always here. It's never developed. It's always here. The world was always here. It's never. There was never a creation, says the Tosefes Yantiv. No, what does the Gemara talk about? The Gemara is talking about an animal that's developing. It's a raya that all creation develops. Not just only one animal. You see, it comes from the ground, but all creation must develop. So it's a raya against Kadmus. The Rambam on this Mishnah says that this animal is pretty wild. You would see, think what the Rambam would say. The Rambam says, "V'hishavus ha'achbar dafka min afar at sheyimsa miksaso basar miksaso tit, v'hu misnoea kulo, it moves, hu sipur mefursam ma'od." A very famous story that this animal exists. "V'ein mispar l'rabim asher amru li shero oso." Tons of people said to me that they've seen it, says the Rambam. I've never seen it, but many people have said that they've seen such an animal. "U'mitzius balchai kazeh." The reality of this balchai, "hu davar mafli, she'ein ladas lo hezber klal." I can't explain it. People say they've seen it, but I can't explain it. I don't know what to do with it. If you look in the Tiferes Yisrael also, on that Mishnah in Chulin, the Tiferes Yisrael says that you see from here, the animal coming from the ground, he says, Ratzal Omer, he's explaining that the Tosfos Yantif, the Hare V'domim Ein Lo Shum Chayus. The ground has no chiyus in it. And then he quotes at the end that there were many apikarsim that he spoke to that argued there's no such thing as a type of animal. And he quotes a sefer, which all the scholars try to figure out what's the sefer and does it really say that in the sefer. And the Tiferes Yisrael really didn't have the sefer. He quotes Link, who quotes a certain type of animal, and the Tiferes Yisrael ends off, Ma Rabu Ma Asecha Hashem. But again, either way, whether this animal exists or not existed, it's a discussion in the scholars, discussion in the all of the Sfarim. But here, for our purposes, Yidoni Chazal had a Misora, that it came from this type of animal, this type of bone, and it had special powers in that way. Okay, but so next time we talk about the last one in this section, and that is Doresh El Hamesim. Okay, but Hashem, we'll stop here.